No, that's quite all right. Did you have a nice Easter?
Yes, just fine. Did you?
No complaints at all. It
did
was
you
a great
day. Your parents, or?
No, we stayed home.
Oh, that's
And it
good.
Was a good one.
Well, my parents live here, so we were over there yesterday.
Well, that's great.
For dinner, and we had a lovely time.
That's great.
I wanted to tell you, I was out in the studio taking Polaroid pictures.
Mm-hmm.
Schiavo insists that I send him Polaroid shots.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm putting them in airmail special delivery within the next hour or so he should have them tomorrow.
Okay.
But he insists on seeing them because of the background. He has to know measurements and size. So I'm getting it off to him, and I wanted to let you know.
That's good. That's good. You're working on the background already?
I've already finished it.
Oh, good.
What I have done is essentially, you know, something could be changed, of course, in the final development of it, as you know, but the sketch is complete. What I did was I created a thunderhead behind him,
mm-hmm.
carried the clouds up as we had discussed. When I started putting the jets in and working, I found that one jet works beautifully. Three, four, it's such a clutter that you can't see. So what I have is I have, at the present time, I have his F-105 breaking through the clouds, supported on its own jet stream, and just swooping from the clouds down below his left, up to the right, and coming out over his left shoulder. And it's framed right behind, right to the left of his head, and it looks beautiful.
What are we going to do about the other eight planes that he flew, though?
Well, what would you like to do? If we put them all in there, we're going to have such a clutter, no one's going to know what the heck it is.
Well, I don't understand the clutter, Larry. It looked great in thinking, you know, through up here.
Yes, I know, but when you start putting it in three-dimensional aspect, you get a totally different aspect to it. And it does. It gets extremely heavy and extremely cluttered back there. Of course, you can. You know, we're looking at. You're looking at a sketch. Of course, we can go ahead and do it that way. What I'm saying is that I think we're going to detract from Robbie if we put so much back there that you really have to get down and take a look at it to know what's back there.
Mm-hmm.
If a flight of three jets out to the side is very cluttered. It's a lot of stuff moving behind it.
What if you made them in different sizes? Those.
Well, I've tried that. I've tried everything, believe me. I've been through it all. I put some of them back in the clouds and some of them half emerging and otherwise. I can go ahead with it. I mean, we can do that and look at it together and you can see what you think of it. But in my artistic viewpoint, it is so cluttered that you're not going to be able to determine what they are.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I think that one clear, clean jet pattern looks so good, Murphy. It really does.
Well, I'm sure it would look good, but my point is getting the story, the Reisner story across. Are we doing all we can to do that? And I don't mean are you doing all you can, but
yes,
I mean
understand.
When we will have reached the end product, will we have done all we could to get Reisner's biography in the Air Force represented in that?
Yes, I think we can do that. I don't think that we can perhaps...
Because the first thought, excuse me for interrupting,
yeah,
Larry, but the first thought that comes to my mind, that maybe if we're dealing in something that's going to clutter as a background, we might be better off just to do the figure, period, and have nothing in the background and tell it all.
As it is, it doesn't clutter. As it is, it adds to it. It looks beautiful. But too much, you're going to. As it is now, he appears to just be stepping forth from the cloud with a swooping of the sky, just moving up behind him and moving into a cloud, and this one clear, clean jet just sweeping across and behind him, and it does look good. It's a good concept. I think, and you know, we can continue to discuss that because I could either take it away or put in more, whatever we want to do.
Mm-hmm.
But just looking at it from a design viewpoint now, it looks much cleaner this way. The fact that he flew other planes prior to this time can certainly be incorporated someplace else, I think. But when you go back to a P-38 and a P-51 and all the differentiation between all of the different jets, I think it's going to be extremely difficult to get an accurate portrayal of each of the jets and each of its the time periods, don't you?
Well, not having seen it, I can't really arrive at at a clear-cut decision on it. What would it do if we thought about doing the six jets then, and drop off the early three?
Well,
or is it your thought that you've still got clutter if you go six?
I think I got a lot of stuff back there. First of all, unless you make it extremely large, looking at it, after you start putting it in a three-dimensional area and looking at your scale, unless you put it in a very small, if you put it in too small, it's going to be behind his body. You can't see them anyway. If you put them in very large, of course, then you may overpower him.
No, we don't want to overpower, and that's not our thought. If you would put them in something like a 4-inch, 4 or 5-inch wingspan on each of them.
Well.
In other words, I realize what you're saying. If we go actual dimension to reduce size, it's going to be heavy and overpowering.
No, I'm not talking about the actual dimension. I'm really not concerned about that because I can drop it down. I can, I'm just going to make it the size to fit to work with Robbie. I'm not concerned about.
I see.
That they be, 2 inches or whatever. I'm just concerned with putting them in the actual size that will work.
Mm-hmm.
Because the scale, that you can proportion the scale to whatever size you make them. That's no real problem. I think that, but I do think it looks outstanding like it is. I'm afraid if I put more in, I'm going to clutter it looking at it now because I've had more in there. I've had all 8 jets on there, and I look at that, and it just looks like a swarm of bees coming up out of there.
Mm-hmm. All right, let me ask you this. Can you show me, can you give me temporary mock-up of what the 8 jets look like? To have them as a side feature, minus the one that you obviously have in there now, in the finished model form. Can you just give me put those on something where I could get a feel for it when I see it, and then check Ross out on it? First of all, I'm going to talk this through with Ross, of course.
Yeah.
I'll do that today and pass along your thoughts on it.
Look, I'll just put one of these pictures I took in there in the mail to you. How about that?
That'll be good. Of the 8? Have you got the 8 or the 1?
I don't have the 8 in there. I got the 1 in there.
I know, but what I'm saying is, can you show us what it would look like if we've got the 8 in there just as a background separate, not with his figure in front of it, is what I'm saying.
It's hard to do because the background is built now into the figure, just like it was the other day. I can put...
I know that. That's what I'm saying, Larry, but leave that as is. Put a mock-up of jets in some sort of separate thing. If you've got them, you say you've got them already, right?
No, I had to cut them out again and create them. But I can put them in there.
No, but what I'm saying, do you have them and they're just not in there, or do you not have them at all?
Well, when I say that I have them, I don't have each jet modeled as its own, in its... as a P-51 or something like that.
Yeah, what you did, you just put 8 airplane figures.
I can put that in there and take a shot of it for you.
Okay, let me talk with Ross here, and I'll get back. Where are you going to be after lunch?
Well, I'll have to call you back. I've got to get out.
All right, call me. I'm free all time except 1:30 until 2:30. I'll be at the phone all the other time. I'll be over in another building here, 1:30 to 2:30.
Perfect. I'll tell you, it is no problem at this point in time to do whatever we need to do. We can do it any way that we want to.
What would it be like if we just made it the figure of him in a cloud?
Fine.
Period. No background.
Be just fine.
Would that be less complicated?
Well, I'm not, I'm really not concerned about the... about the complication as I am, just giving you what you want, but giving you what you want so that it is artistically right.
I understand that.
We're going to have something
surely
not right.
Well, I couldn't agree more, and I appreciate that.
That's all I want to do.
But what I'm thinking of is, it just may be, because at one time this is all we were thinking of anyhow.
I don't see anything wrong with that concept at all.
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you what I'll do. I'm going to put...
That would also be less expensive, would it not?
Well,
with no background,
I'm
saying.
It would be less expensive because we're going to have to, when Scalvo sees that, he's going to add on to the background. Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
He sure will. He sure will because the background is going to cost.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's a lot of bronze there.
Okay, let me talk with Ross, and then I assume that maybe this afternoon also, when I talk with you again, depending on what his thoughts are as we crank into this further, you'll be able to give me some figures, too.
I can't give you a figure until Scalvo looks at that. He's told me, I think he...
You could give me a figure, though.
That he had to, look at the photograph first, didn't he?
The thing we're talking about, you could probably give figures just on the figure alone, though, if we went that route.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay. I'll be back to you this afternoon. Oh, you call me.
Okay.
You call me this afternoon.
It really gets complicated.
Yeah. But call me after.
I wish we were close together like we were the other day.
Well, I may run down there this evening or in the morning, depending on what Ross says.
And think it out. Okay, but if you want me to this afternoon, then I'm going to go put these in the mail to Schiavo. If you want me to this afternoon, I'll put the...
That'll be good.
You let me know, and I'll put that in the mail to you, because I've got a number of Polaroid.
Well, just go ahead and do that anyhow. Put it in the mail to me.
Okay, give me your address there. You want to come to the office, don't you?
No, send it at home. I'll get it quicker.
Just a second.
Okay.
Okay, Marcus. Okay. Good. We got to get this thing right.
Okay, I'll be in the office before 1:30 and after 2:30.
Okay, fine. Well, then I'll call you a little bit later and after your visit with Mr. Perot. But I think we do have, essentially, you know, to help to clarify the situation, I think we do have, at the present time, the pricing on the on just the model itself, on just the figure itself. And I think, truthfully, that you can do it in an outstanding manner by simply just incorporating some of the cloud-like effect.
Mm-hmm.
In a low area around him and tell the story otherwise.
Mm-hmm.
Or we can do it the other way, and I can go ahead with further development. But I honestly think you'll like what
What are we talking about if we go figure only now, Larry?
Well...
Or have you arrived at that?
No, you told me. No, because I haven't thought about
that. Okay, okay.
I haven't thought about
that. I misunderstood you there a moment ago. I thought you said, well,
we can do it. But I'm talking about Scalvo's price.
Okay.
And the other costs are constant. What we were talking about is, as earlier, is the amount of money that I was thinking about, right? That's what we're talking about. The
total figure,
yeah,
right.
That's what we're talking about.
And what I want from you is what you have arrived at after you've thought this all through, as you were going to do.
Absolutely. And listen, believe me, we've done a lot of talking and thought about it from all possible aspects, and we'll get it all worked out.
Very good. Very good.
Okay.
Talk to you this afternoon, Larry.
Fine, Murphy.
Bye now.
Thank you.
Larry?
Hi, Murphy.
How are you?
Hey, listen, I swear I believe I've talked to you more than I've talked to Eric lately. But listen, I wanted to tell you, I sat down with Eric, and of course we had a long discussion over the weekend while I worked out in the studio on creating what we have here.
Mm-hmm.
And I fully realize, as you and I had discussed before, the ultimate value, I think, of this piece of work, to me,
mm-hmm.
I don't mean that in a selfish respect, but
sure.
you know what I mean.
Yes.
And I know the contacts that I have are valuable, and I trust that when these gentlemen that we meet in Washington think in the future of sculpture, that my name will certainly be there for them to think about, and I'm certain
right.
that will be the case, as is the case, as you mentioned, with Mr. Perot when he thinks of other work.
Right.
So what I'd like to do is I've put together a price for the figure only,
mm-hmm.
Standing on his cloud or that type of indication as you had mentioned.
Right.
Now this is exclusive of the background.
Right.
It is exclusive of a base of any kind
mm-hmm.
because I don't, you know, you haven't made your decision
right.
as what you want, okay?
Right.
But I'd like to do it and bring it in under your budget that you had indicated. And give you a total figure of $13,500. How's that?
That's super, Larry. That's super.
Because
I really appreciate, and I know it had to take a lot of soul searching, and I'm
well,
deeply appreciative of that because As we've discussed, and I don't want to warm over a lot of stuff, but I know what it means to you, and I know how you feel about your work, and I can't argue with that, except that for all the other reasons that we discussed.
Yes, I know. And but the way I feel about it, I'm not selling my talent cheap. I think that it is, it will mean ultimately a great deal more to me than just this. And I appreciate the opportunity, and I want you to know that.
I appreciate that. We appreciate working with you, and Ross is very pleased with that. He's very pleased with you as an individual in addition to your work. As a matter of fact, he and I just had lunch, and I mentioned about your idea, and he liked that. He didn't find any argument with that at all. He said that that's it aesthetically. He wants to see it, of course.
Okay, go ahead, excuse me.
But he mentioned again what I mentioned to you on Friday about just making him a little thinner around the waist and hips and so forth, structurally, to see how that would look with the G-suit on, if it would look as it does now, for example.
Well, I'll tell you, Murphy, there's one thing that I know that he will like, because I know my own work, and when that piece is done at 42 inches high, you'll
right.
like it.
That's right.
Be right.
That's exactly what I told him, too.
There,
I told him what you had said regarding that.
Yes. It'll all be there, and it'll look great.
Excellent. Larry, I will be back in touch with you. Now, you have, if I understand correctly, you have the model completed with your one-plane version, right?
Yes, I have the sketch completed for you, and I've got a photograph in the mail here to you right now. I'm going to go drop in the mail.
Excellent.
I also have the photograph with that background on the way to Schiavo, and that's going to him also. So
very
if
good.
That's the route that you want to go, well, we'll have another price to cover that.
Okay.
But this, I think, leaves you some $500 in your budget to
that's
determine
right.
what you want to do with the plaque and what you want
that's
to do
right.
with the base.
That's right. And we won't be forgetting this either, Larry. It's good.
I appreciate that, and I thank the world of you guys. I just really am just honored.
Well, it's a two-way street, and we look forward to a long and rewarding association for everybody involved. But I'll be back in touch with you later this evening after I talk with him, or first thing tomorrow morning. And, of course, we'll be anticipating the arrival of the picture, too.
Okay.
It may be, let me ask you this, with the background somewhat less massive, if that is a proper term, reckon we could get this on Southwest? I know we could get it on Braniff. I might do a deal with...
take it up?
Yeah, no, to bring it up here and let Ross see it and then go to Washington.
Well, we can do it. We can come on up there together with it. I tell you, I've already contracted with a good friend of mine that has a model company to cover it in a plexiglass case.
Mm-hmm.
So I've got it covered. And if necessary, I can trim the sides of the model itself outside that perimeter, maybe an inch or so. But I can get it up there.
What I'm thinking about, though, I can do it because of our contacts with Brandon. If we can contact them to run up here and let him see it. Maybe soon. What's this week like for you?
Well, I plan to be in Houston.
Okay.
I plan to be in Houston this week.
If we could do this late one afternoon or just do it there and back in an afternoon. You know, we set a time and we won't use up that much of your time when we can do it.
Yeah, we can do it. I can get it on a plane if you can make the contacts to get me through security.
Yeah, I can do that.
Get me on there. I'll hold it in my lap for a 30-minute flight if you
yeah.
take me to the airport.
Great. We'll do it. I'll be back in touch with you.
Okay. Let me ask you this. Now, it may not be necessary if he can take a look at these photographs.
That's true. That's true. And we should have that photograph here tomorrow morning.
Oh, yeah. And I'm going to take a couple more shots since we're looking at it this way. I'll take a couple more shots, and I'll put enough of it in there, and I'll put it AirMail Special in the Saturday.
Excellent.
Okay?
Excellent. Look forward to it.
Okay.
Larry, thank you so much.
Okay. I'll talk to you later.
All righty. Bye now.
Bye.